Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your morning update for this Monday, August 1st. Brought to you by Everett's Old School Cycle. Attention all you Harley-Davidson owners out there. There is a place to get your Harley worked on. It's Everett's Old School Cycle. You know, Everett's is the only PhD-certified Harley-Davidson technician in the area and your one-stop shop for welding and machining. Tires, oil changes, adjustments, tuning, and service. Everett's is also a drag specialty and biker's choice dealer, along with Midwest, V-Twin Manufacturing, Dynojet, Jim's dealer, Tab Exhaust, AMS Oil, and Lucas Oil dealer, too. You know, Everett's can get all the parts you need directly from Harley-Davidson. Oh, and by the way, they'll pick your bike up, too. Treat your Harley-Davidson motorcycle the way it should be treated by going to Everett's Old School Cycle. Call them up, 701-772-3232. Well, our weather today, chance of early afternoon rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies. High today, right around 83 degrees. Well, a northeastern North Dakota man has died from injuries sustained when a lawn tractor rolled over him, authorities said Saturday. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the crash happened Tuesday, about 5 miles west of Crystal in Pemina County. Mark Sagert, 62, of Cavalier, died Friday at a Grand Forks hospital. Authorities say Sagert was maneuvering the lawnmower over the top of a culvert opening and began to slide, which caused the rollover. Several citizens were able to move the lawnmower off Sagert, and he was initially taken to a Park River hospital. Well, the Crookston Police Department wants to inform the public that license costs for pet owners will be going up soon. So will the impound fee should your animal be lost and brought into Scruffy Tails Humane Society. Crookston Police Department has had a contract with Polk County Humane Society, which is now Scruffy Tails since they opened a long time ago. It's according to Crookston Police Chief Darren Selzler. The current contract they're working off with them started back in 2008, so it's a 14-year-old contract, and rightfully so, needs to be updated and changed to reflect inflation and everything in between. Now, the police and Scruffy Tails have been in talks for a new contract, recently have come to a new agreement. Now, the way the Crookston Police Department handles animals and procedures will remain the same. However, the cost associated with some of these fees will rise because of the new contract. Now, the most significant change will be their per-day fee at the Humane Society. Boarding fee of an animal is impacted. Pounded is currently $5 per day, and that will be raised to $20 a day. There's also a one-time boarding fee of $15. So therefore, the first day of the animal is at the Humane Society. It'll be a charge of $35 to the pet owner, and each day after will be $20. Humane Society will also hold the animal for up to 5 days before adopting the animal as their own. All right, we're going to talk a little bit right now about biohacking your life with supplements and body care with Stephanie Kranelka and LifeVantage. It's a science-based company that's dedicated its time to help people reach their health and wellness goals. Products can assist with personal skin and hair care, immune system health, anti-aging solutions, and even pet health, too. For more information, check out stephk.lifevantage.com or text 701-230-9306 or email skbesthealth@gmail.com. Well, gummies and chews are available starting today as part of Minnesota's medical cannabis program. Director of the Office of Medical Cannabis, Chris Folks, says the new products are especially beneficial for patients who need more extended coverage from their medications. He says they would typically offer a tablet or a capsule to those patients, but some of them have difficulty swallowing. Folks says the state-approved medical cannabis gummies and chews differ from recently legalized hemp-derived edible cannabinoid products in that they are precisely laboratory tested. And finally, in sports, Jurickson Profar homered in the second straight game, had the go-ahead rally for the San Diego Padres. They beat the AL Central, leading Minnesota Twins 3-2 yesterday to take 2 of 3 in that series. Twins are struggling to hold on to first place to see if they can change that around. They're back home tonight to start a series with the Detroit Tigers. Game time is 6:40 tonight. And congratulations to Ray Lee and Eric Thompson. They won the Cats Incredible Catfish Tournament this past weekend over at East Grand Forks. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with a special thanks going out to the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots, and will be ready to come to its new home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, please contact them at coughpets.com. That's COFPets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. They make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call 701-775-3732. Well, set your clocks for 11 today. Grand Forks Mayor Brandon Bochensky joins us for a little get-together. Should be a good show. And, hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean. Could win some cool stuff. Grand Forks, awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.